We're doing the Navi Yeshaya. We're up to what they call the 19th chapter. And the Navi has been prophesizing about different nations. He begins his prophecy with the word Masa. The word Masa indicates a level of prophecy. The word Masa, according to the Targum, is translated as the uplifting of the cup of poison that God is giving the different nations, this cup of poisonous wine. It's a metaphor for the way God is prophesizing about their destruction. So, Masa Mitzrayim, the following prophecy about Egypt. Hine Adonai rochev al avka luva Mitzrayim. God is riding on this light cloud, al avkal, obviously a metaphor. It's as though God is swiftly sending his decree and coming to Egypt. Vena'o elilei Mitzrayim mipanav. And the idols of Egypt will sway from before God. Ulvav Mitzrayim yimas bekirbo. And the heart of the Egyptian people will melt within as the destruction is coming upon Mitzrayim. Vesichsachti Mitzrayim b'Mitzrayim. I will cause Egypt to be confused and to have disarray within Egypt. The word misachseich could mean to quiver, could mean to be confused, could mean to have inner conflict. And we will see that the people of Egypt were fighting from within at the same time that they were being attacked from without. And that's the next words in the pasuk. V'nilchamu ish be'achiv v'ish be'reyehu. They will fight man against his brother, man against his friend. Ir be'ir mamlacha be'mamlacha. One city against the other, one kingdom against the other. It seems that within the land of Egypt you had numerous forces, you had numerous kingdoms, many kingdoms, and there would be tremendous inner struggle. V'navveka ruach Mitzrayim bekirbo. Navveka is like book means empty. V'navveka ruach Mitzrayim bekirbo. The spirit of Egypt that's within will become a vacuum, will become empty. Va'atzato avaleya, and I will destroy the thoughts of Egypt. Eitzah could mean advice. Eitzah could mean the thoughts. V'darishu el ha'alilim ve'el ha'itim ve'el ha'ovot ve'el ha'yideonim. They will turn to the different forms of sorcery and idols that they have, seeking advice, and obviously it won't work. Hashem says, I'll destroy their advice. It's interesting over here, the commentary, Mahari Kra, he was a disciple of Rashi's, it seems, he writes as follows, Teidalecha, I want you to know that the word Ruach indicates wisdom. And over here, when it says the spirit of the Ruach of Egypt will become a vacuum, it means that the wisdom of theirs will go away. That's the word ruach. And he concludes and says, the reason they don't succeed is because their strength was based on their astrology. They were constantly looking to the stars to figure out how they'd succeed. And that's why they ultimately would self-destruct. That's part one. And then he says, va'atzato avalea, the word bilua, means to be swallowed up. Says they will turn to their gods and it won't work. And here he gives us a very important insight. He says the word elil is not to be misinterpreted as ale. The word ale means potent god. The word elil, which we use, which the Tanakh uses for an idol, stems from the word el with a segel, like an E instead of a E-Y or an A-I, right? In English, we know there's E-Y, right? Pray, right? P-R-E-Y or P-R-A-Y, that's pray. And then there's an E without a Y, pray, Right? In Hebrew, in modern Hebrew, they don't discern between the tzere and the segol. Whereas there is a huge difference between the tzere and the segol. A tzere should be A. B'nei Yisrael. Baal. Bereshit. It's A. Whereas in modern Hebrew, they read it Bereshit. They don't say Bereshit. And that's, I don't think that's correct. Now, the difference between a segol and a tzere is, grammatically, a segol is the three dots. That's like an E. We'll get to you in a minute. That's like an E, the segol. So, the segol has a lot of weight like the patach. Some Rishonim even refer to it as the patach. The patach is the flat line. So in Hebrew, very often you can have, they're interchangeable. You could have a segol or a patach. They carry similar weights. They have similar meanings on words. Whereas a tzere is like a komatz. A komatz is the one that looks like a T, right? The O. So again, in modern Hebrew, they don't discern between the patach and the komatz, right? Everything is A, right? It's not maso mitzrayim, it's masa mitzrayim. It's not mitzroyim, it's mitzrayim. But really, there's a difference between the komatz and the patach. The Yemenites make a difference, right? The komatz and the patach. Now, grammatically, they make a huge difference. And here's an example. The word eil with the tzeirei, like E-Y-L, means potent, forceful. And that's why we call God eil. The word elil is E-L, not E-Y-L. E-L, elil. Elil comes from the word el with the segol, which means not. El with the tzere, E-Y-L, means potent, forceful. It could even mean God. El without with the segol, E-L, well, that means not. Doesn't exist, yeah? So that's why the idols are called Elil. It's not Elil, it's Elil.
Wait, El is
better
to that one.
No? The three dot. When we speak about Hashem, it's two dots.
Okay.
Then
you just...
The two dots. You have word A.
So look, because we have three dots, right?
It's not this, the Hungarian. It's
three dots, like it would be on... No, not the three dots. Rob, can I ask you a question?
Oh, Drega.
So I thought
the 3 is an E. The 2 is an A. Right. Yeah.
I feel like you're just saying that 3 was an A.
No, 3 is an E. Isn't like an E. And 2 is an A. Okay.
Three, it's
L. L, E.
It's like God.
No, two is God.
Two is God.
Two dots is supreme, L, it's God.
Line
right?
Is
what?
Three dots is supreme, line is not. Two dots is God. That's what we're saying here. Is that right? You give us three different options or two options?
Two options. Three dots is like a straight line. L is like Al. Just like the word Al means not, so to the word L very often means not. Correct, the segol.
So
segol is three dots. Segol is three
sorry,
dots.
The line
is a patach. Patach. That's it.
Isn't it usually three dots, like the segol or the patach? When do they ever have two dots?
Very often.
Yeah?
Two dots is the A sound.
Two dots is the A sound, and that's when we speak about Hashem.
Okay, and the three dots then you're saying is?
Is very similar to the line. El is like al.
Ah, you're saying that three dots is like the line. Okay. So this is saying not then.
Right, so the word elil is not like elil, it's elil.
Like as in
right. Yes.
Okay, so first question is with regards to the vowels and all these the symbols that give that you give us the vowels. I want to know when in ancient days if they were used, or if it's something used, whether in the, I don't think it would be in the Sefer Torah, but when people wrote, or if it's something that's more ancient than than not. Meaning, is it something that that the writers of the Talmud, or like who are pretty much the keepers of the tradition from before all that time, who wrote it down so that we could still have it all today, or as much as we do have? Are they the ones who, they know whether it was El or El in the Sefer itself, that Yeshayahu, when he wrote it, or whoever wrote it after him, did, and then they just wrote it in the Talmud so that we can have it now? Or was it used even before that?
This deserves a broad discussion, but we'll just we'll say one thing, and then the rest we have to leave for a different time. The Torah that was given at Sinai was given with the exact accurate pronunciation, and that was passed down in tradition. And the same is true with the prophets, etc. When we started developing these signs for the different vowels and how they kept that tradition deserves a broader discussion. Deserves like a class of an hour.
So it's something that developed later on down the line, not originally from the Torah at Sinai, or when...
Again, the Torah at Sinai was given with the exact pronunciation.
Okay.
But and the breakup of psukim, etc. But other things like developing these signs, that different signs will represent different vowels, that we have to discuss what was developed when.
So, and then a very quick question. According to the difference between the three dots meaning E and two dots meaning A, what is the correct pronunciation of the word Pesach? Pesach or Pesach?
Usually it's Pesach.
With three?
Okay. If I remember correctly, there's one place that's an exception, but let's see.
You know what that one place is on fire?
That's what I'm trying to remember. That's what I'm trying to remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. But ordinarily it's a segel. Okay.